Hello everybody, this is Jeff J. Brown, China Rising Radio, Sinoland, and Seek Truth from Facts Foundation. Today's program is entitled Pro-China Taiwanese Won Big and the Pro-US Camp Lost Bigger in This Week's Elections. This is a huge humiliation for the West. Note before starting, there's two previous articles published, so go to the webpage and you will see Pro-Independence Party in Taiwan lost and is in the minority is one article, and then I was featured in Sputnik News, Jeff J. Brown on Sputnik News, U.S.-backed candidates. Victory in Taiwan means Year of the Dragon is going to be tense. The article, The pro-China Taiwanese won big and the pro-U.S. camp lost bigger in this week's elections. Point number one, pro-China votes were 60% to pro-USA, 40%. Point two, 70% of registered voters voted, so pro-China got 42% of the registered voters and pro-USA got 28%. 30% of registered voters did not vote, so non-voters got more votes than the pro-USA camp. 4 years ago, the turnout was 75%. The pro-US party won 57% of the presidential vote, and they just crashed to 40%. In 2020, the pro-China camp won 43% of the vote and just leaped to 60%. The pro-USA parties, DPP and MPP, lost control of the legislature this week, dropping 13 seats. The pro-China, KMT and TPP parties gained 17 seats and now have control of the legislature. Thus, the pro-USA occupation of the presidential building will be a lame duck term. It can only be used by the CIA, NED, SOS complex, that being the Central Intelligence Agency, National Endowment for Democracy, Soros Open Societies complex, to irritate and frustrate Baba Beijing by bringing in Western delegations and sending reps from the Taiwanese executive to Washington, D.C., London, Paris, Berlin, and Tokyo. The U.S. started doing this within hours of the election results, and I even have a picture of these clowns. Pictured above, former Bush National Security Advisor Stephen Color Rev Hadley in the blue tie arrives with American Institute of Taiwan, the AIT Chair Laura Color Rev Rosenberger, accompanied by AIT Sandra Color Rev Udrich, at Taiwan Taoyuan International Airport only hours after the election results on Saturday. Former Obama Deputy Secretary of State James Color Rev Steinberg arrived on a separate flight at the same time. With only that to hang on to, this is a huge loss for the pro-USA camp and a giant affirmation for pro-China citizens. Why? Point number one, 44% of Taiwan's exports go to the mainland. Cross-strait trade in 2022 was $205 billion. Taiwan province has a trade surplus with the mainland. Taiwan province investment in the mainland, 1991 to 2022, totals $203 billion and growing. No less than 5% of all Taiwanese live and work on the mainland, at least 1.2 million, with estimates up to 2 million. They do not drive taxis and wash dishes. They are the cream of Taiwanese business and STEM, science, technology, engineering, mathematics. They are CEOs, entrepreneurs, factory owners, scientists, researchers, engineers, and professors. Point number six, there are tens of daily flights and ferries between Taiwan province and the mainland. Number seven, Westerners are censored from seeing ongoing pro-China demonstrations and marches with citizens waving the PRC flag. And I've got two photos that I found on the Chinese internet. Pictured left, Taiwanese citizens marching en masse against independence. Right, picture, marches supporting mainland China can number in the thousands, all totally censored in the West. Point number eight, Taiwanese understand that any attempt to declare independence will be met with overwhelming military force from the mainland, and they will lose. Number nine, Baba Beijing has said repeatedly that China has until 2049 to reunite with Taiwan province, which is a generation from now. Number 10, as this week's elections show, the trends are moving in favor of the mainland. Number 11, Baba Beijing holds all the cards and is very Confucius, Taoist, Buddhist patient. And for those who get to the web page, there's a really nice article, comments from China Writers Group member Franz van den Bosch at Yellow Lion, who is on the Seek Truth from Facts website. A really nice analysis, and then there's references at the end. Have a good day. Thank you for watching.